Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we saw some further upside across the equity markets yesterday. Quite significant upside moves. And we had the FOMC meeting minutes last night, and we've got a major news event at lunchtime today, which is CPI. US inflation numbers. It's a really important news event. We want to see if the inflation is coming back in line with targets. It looks like it's going to be inching closer to the Fed's target. Now it presents a bit of a problem for these markets, and clearly there's a lack of coherent price moves as a result of these market dynamics. So we've got this strange dynamic at the minute where we're looking at the indices rallying, bond yields also rallying, and the dollar also rallying, all at the same time. So you'd normally have bond yields up, equities down, and bond yields up, you'd probably see the rally in the dollar. So we've had a bit more of a focus on the dollar because we're trading it on a bit, let's say, a bit more solid ground. But the buying of the equities, the more recent rally to the upside, seems a little bit counterintuitive to us. So we'll break it down for you in a little bit more detail, just show you the numbers in terms of how we can navigate the day's trading. So please see a risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Now, just as a quick introduction then before we get into it, as always, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Where do we then enter? Where do we then enter these markets? Where do we exit? Of course, that's your trading strategy and your approach. In addition, we need to consider risk management. So how do you... how much exposure do you have to each trade, and then combined, what's your exposure at any one given time? And you're always looking to try and mitigate that risk wherever possible. So trade management is very important. And trade psychology, all very important features, as we know. And we discuss these in a very practical, dynamic environment every single day in our live trade rooms, the European and the US live trade room every day. And we want to maintain a high degree of consistency in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well, waiting for those trades to drop. So a few of the trades we were waiting for yesterday, we saw a little bit of follow through in the dollar, but nothing significant. So let's start with this potential market moving news then. So good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us as always. So a bit of a quiet Monday and Tuesday from a news-driven perspective. And then that brings us to yesterday, which was we saw a 50 basis point rate cut from the RBNZ. As a result, we were able to capitalize on a couple of sell trades in the New Zealand dollar, both profitable. But yesterday, we only took a small winner in the New Zealand dollar just because of the trade setup, which I'll discuss with you in just a second. Interesting to see crude oil inventories yesterday come in way above expectations. So this would have a positive inventories number would have a negative impact on price. And that's pretty much what we saw. We saw, again, crude oil take another leg to the downside. Now, it doesn't, unfortunately, mitigate any of the potential upside fears and anxieties around this conflict in the Middle East and the potential targeting of the energy industries in that part of the world, all around the Middle East. So that doesn't seem to be off the table, which is a real big concern for oil prices. But we'll have a look at the charts in just a second. But we're expecting 2 million barrels. The inventories to come in around 2 million barrels. It actually came in nearly two times that, at 5.8 million barrels. And you can see that that's the highest level since May of 2024. So the US is now the largest producer of crude oil, and they seem to be having really strong inventories. So it has this downward impact on demand. So lower demand, lower price. That's how we would interpret it. Now we've still got, like I said, this outside risk of war and escalation of war in the Middle East, and what that means for oil prices could be really quite significant. Okay, so we'll have a look at all the oil markets in just a second. And the FOMC yesterday evening, if you go to Forex Factory, look at the calendar, and you'll be able to get a bit more information on that. So we were surprised, really, in the last FOMC, the fact that Jerome Powell was so open about the fact that the US economy is actually in good shape. We've got inflation coming back to target. We've got solid growth around 3% quarter on quarter. Everything is really good. And we had a bumper jobs number last week as well, across all metrics. Jolt jobs in terms of number of jobs available. ADP numbers came in much stronger than expected. Unemployment claims are pretty low. And then the ADP was a multiple of probably what it should have been. So traders, as a result, are struggling to get to grips with these markets. And the minutes seem to almost reinforce. You can read up yourself if you want. Almost reinforce that particular narrative. So we'll have a look at the CME FedWatch tool to see the number of rate cuts that we can expect from the Fed. Have they gone up or down? And the size of those rate cuts, have they gone up and down? So there was probably a 50-50 potential that the Fed could cut another 50 basis points in November, just prior to the... It's going to be a really, really fascinating few weeks for these financial markets, because they've got a lot to try and deal with. Now, will inflation in the US come back, continue to move in line with expectations? There's a few elements of inflationary forces, let's say, building in the background. Anytime you have kind of war and conflict, that has an inflationary impact. We've got the Chinese economy, which are printing massive amounts of capital in the form of quantitative easing. So that has an inflationary, the second largest economy in the world. So that has a massive inflationary dynamic to be mindful of. Donald Trump getting in is expected to be more inflationary for the economy, with trade wars and tariffs and all these sorts of hiking of prices. Is tax cuts as well another inflationary dynamic? You know, if people have more money in their pockets, they're more likely to chase potentially fewer products and services at much, much higher prices. So it could reignite inflation. Perhaps it's a bit too soon for that to be the case. However, we have seen energy prices rise, you know, off its lows anyway for now. But let's see where these prices settle. We'll discuss tomorrow's news events in a little bit more detail. We'll have PPI tomorrow, and we also have unemployment claims, and we can probably expect a little spike. We do have this hurricane as well, so the impact of that may play out in the unemployment claims numbers on a short-term basis. So we're expecting a bit of an uptick, 231,000 unemployment claims expected as well. And all of these things are just going to feed into these market dynamics. So that's a little bit of a review of the fundamentals. And just before I share the the charts with you in a little bit more detail. Just want to just touch upon the bond yields. I just want to share with you really the rally that we're seeing in these bond markets. It's not insignificant by any stretch. We were inverted, where you would get a bigger yield on the near term, the 2 year, than you would over the longer term. So we've come out of that, we've uninverted, and then on Monday we re-inverted fairly briefly. And what we have done from a bond yield perspective is we have rallied off the back of a dynamic where the Fed have been cutting rates. So that's quite an interesting little dynamic, because most expectations were we'd either flatline or we'd actually start to, it would probably soften bond yields if the Fed are cutting rates for the right reasons. We keep referencing whether they're cutting for the right reasons. So they're saying they're cutting because inflation's down and the economy is performing well. Those are the right reasons to cut. The wrong reasons to cut would be is if they're wanting to sort of take a bit of pressure off the banking system, to take a bit of pressure off if they're concerned about sort of recessionary dynamics playing out, and they want to ease those tensions, then they may decide to be a little bit more aggressive to try and, you know, support the economy a little bit more. We would perceive that to be for the wrong reasons. And what these bond yields are almost telling us is that the bond investors are suggesting actually the risks are increasing, that perhaps the Fed are not cutting for the right reasons, but maybe indeed cutting for the wrong reasons. And this dynamic that's playing out in these bond yields is because we're rallying from roughly 3.5 to 4%. That's a recalibration, we're calling it. Of the, I suppose, the market dynamics more broadly. So this creates a bit of a problem for us, because it makes the buy trade in the equities a bit of a difficult trade right now. It is a little bit easier to sell the dollar. So yesterday, I'll just show you the S&P 500. So yesterday we did get that rally, you know, on the close of the European session yesterday. We saw a strong rally, you know, a 2-3 hour rally to the upside, and then we got a pullback into previous highs. And we saw a fairly weak attempt to make new highs, I would suggest. So this is now the all-time highs. So we've now rallied up to very close to the 5,800. So we are sitting at a nice round number up at these levels. And look at the price action. This is on the hourly time frame. We just have a look at these technical charts and make some important conclusions. So we have rallied to the upside, except we're doing so in with conditions that are not overly supportive of a significant rally. Now, we've also alluded to the Magnificent Seven and the impact that if they rally, they will drag these equity markets higher. And that's what we've seen from Nvidia. And we're seeing the US equities react to the micro. It should be the other way around, but this is the strange world of financial markets that we're currently dealing with, where there's the correlations are not necessarily playing out in line with expectations. So we're seeing a bit of a rally along with bond yields also rallying, and also the dollar also rallying at the same time. So what we'll do under the circumstances is either buy the dollar or buy the equity markets. And it's a bit difficult to do both right now until something significant changes. So again, further rally across the Nasdaq. So the S&P, we're up at all-time highs. We're very close to all-time highs in the Nasdaq, but we're very, very close to all-time highs as well in the Dow Jones. So With the market dynamics, it's not necessarily surprising to see them rally, but it's a difficult trade. You know, when we do our analysis about these things, as you all know, we like to sort of stack the odds in our favor as much as possible. And when there's a couple of areas that are of real concern for actually a downward move and prices continue to rally, there's a bit of sort of price manipulation going on. And if in doubt, generally stay out is kind of our view. So the Nikkei is a bit messy. We'll have a look at the yen in just a second. And the CAC as well, the CAC and the DAX. It's very difficult to pick out a trade in this. It's a very messy chart. Now, we did get a good rally there in the end yesterday, a 3 or 4 hour rally. We've pulled back into support. Again, we know that these markets, they do track the US indices. And again, 2, 4, 6, 7 days, it's a bit up and down, rejection and lows. Now we might get a rejection of the highs. So some of these indices are a little bit difficult to work with right now. So we did allude to the dollar. So the dollar's been our focus. So we did get that move yesterday below the 0950. We're just easing lower. We've done very, very little really overnight. Let me bring this down. So we're in a bit of a sideways pattern. So there's no reason to suggest that we wouldn't get further downside if we're able to break these lows. We've rallied in the morning. You can see on the daily time frame, because we use a lot of multi-time frame analysis, of course. So we want to understand what's going on in those bigger time frames so that we can narrow down and try and get that entry correct. So the euro dollar, we are rallying very much at the 100 daily moving average, which is the 0.93, I think it is. So we're trading at a price now. So if we break below that level, I mean, this is a strong level of support for quite a few reasons, but we've broken out of this lower trend line. And we'll just keep our options open really with the dollar. You can see the price action. We are in a bit of a sideways moving pattern for some of these dollar pairs, some more so than others. Again, below this 4-day low, which we're struggling to get below actually when it comes to the pound dollar, there's plenty of room for this market to roll lower. So we will look for that dollar strength trade in those markets if we can. So a good strong rally yesterday against the yen. Like the S&P, will we get a bit of softening across the equity markets today? It's going to be interesting to we get a bit of analysis as well on the CPI impact that these markets. If inflation is comfortably under control without any sort of alarm bells beginning to ring, that would certainly feed into the Fed narrative a little bit more. So the price action in the yen pairs, we could have this. In fact, we probably have had this this dynamic playing out over the last week or so around the carry trade again. We're still kind of waiting for, you know, a little bit better confirmation, because all the BAJ have done really over the last few weeks is just sort of confused the matter a little bit more with the new election of the Prime Minister, who was very pro-BOJ rate hikes and has rode back on that sort of narrative. And this is something the BOJ have been doing an awful lot of. So this is what we were talking about earlier, the crude oil. The inventories, US crude oil inventories number came in a lot stronger than expected. So we're expecting this to have a downside impact. However, we've only really pulled back off the 77. And as you know, we kind of were able to buy above the $72 last week and we rallied up to nearly 76. We did get a little bit higher, but then the pullback has kicked in, which allows us to, you know, look for an opportunity to be buying down at these lows again. And we're doing so because of the potential upside due to this conflict in the Middle East. So we need to bide our time. So we're looking for a structural failure trade to the upside in crude oil. But very few to actually be able to pull the trigger on. Sorry, just looking at the CAD and the Swiss franc, we jumped, didn't we? So yesterday, the dollar Swiss, we can get rid of a few of these lines today now. But we did get that rally yesterday in the dollar, like we did across the euro dollar and the New Zealand, which was a little bit more our focus. Similar rally in the dollar. Will we get a bit of weakness? We've got the dollar CAD. So if we zoom out, we've got a bit of a technical play setting up. So it's a very, very ugly chart. We've been in a sideways moving pattern since September 2022, so for a long period. But we do have this more recent double bottom, W formation, breaking out above all the moving averages above the 136.47. And we're rallying up to this lower trend line. So that may be a source of resistance just at these slightly higher prices. But a really strong move, surprisingly strong move in the dollar CAD. The Aussie dollar, we've run into some strong support levels at these current levels. And will we get a little bit of dollar weakness? So yesterday, we were able to take a bit of a sell trade there. For those of you that were trading with us yesterday, we've had a couple of decent trades in the New Zealand dollar sell trade. We booked in profits at these lower levels. I think it was the 60.57. So just 5 pips off the lows. We wanted to take profits. If you look at it on the daily time frame, strong rally. And we were just rolling into the FOMC meeting minutes, which could have caused a bit of volatility. And either way, we were concerned as to whether we'd probably get a little bit of a pullback. And what that does now, it kind of allows us to perhaps get in at slightly higher prices. The yen, not so clear. Gold as well, we're in a bit of a sideways moving pattern. So what you do is you get long-term sideways moves, and then you just get 3 or 4 hour strong move, perhaps even to the upside or to the downside. We'll keep our options open. And that just brings us back to the equity space. So in terms of a trade plan then, we'll switch rooms now to the European trade setup mentorship room very, very shortly. So yesterday we were sort of concerned about this dynamic in the bond yields and what that meant for not just equity markets, but you know, the dollar itself. And it became very, very clear yesterday morning that we're either going to look to focus our attention on the dollar strength side of the discussion, or to look for the indice strength. And our focus was clearly on the dollar strength, because we would have, under this type of dynamic with bond yields rallying, we probably expect a bit of weakness in the indices, and we just haven't had it. So we are seeing prices rally. So gold as well, looking to sell below that 26.23 level. We are below those levels as we speak. Let's have a look at gold. So we've rallied lower below 26.23, and we've run into the 26.04, and we're just in this new little sideways moving pattern on the daily time frame. If we get further momentum to the downside, it's below 26.04. So let's fix that one straight away. Okay, so look, we're just gonna post our trade plan then into the chat box. It's 26.04 now, so we have made progress to the downside. Crude oil looking to, we're still looking to buy crude oil. So just broadly around that $72-$73 level, might be a little bit higher on a structural failure. So we're looking for some technical green lights really to try and get into that trade. So So yesterday we were kind of in a mixed risk off market dynamic. Today, we're in a kind of a mixed risk on market dynamic. Okay, let's just refer to it and summarize it as broadly mixed market conditions. Continuing dollar strength, that's in play. I don't think we can really, we can probably focus our attention on the dollar a little bit more until we sort of feel a little bit more comfortable with what's going on with the equities markets. Really, at the minute, we have more reasons to perhaps we have the more reasons probably right now to look for a sell trade in the equity markets rather than a buy trade, but they are being driven higher by you know, Nvidia and Magnificent Seven, which we'll have a look at in a bit more detail. So that dollar strength trade seems to be in play. So just at the bottom, we also want to keep all options open as we await FOMC meeting minutes and US CPI numbers. So I suppose the FOMC meeting minutes didn't really impact prices to any great extent. But we do have these US CPI numbers today. So it's an important event for the calendar. It's one of the big ones. Growth, inflation, jobs, and this is all about inflation. Okay, so look, we'll wrap it up there, guys. We'll just switch rooms now to our European live trading mentorship room. So hopefully you can join us for that, where we look to apply this trade plan. So this is where we do our analysis. We do our fundamental and technical analysis, and we look at risk sentiment, and we sort of package it together. We do have this sort of mixed backdrop. We're looking for a continuation in dollar strength. So maybe we've got a couple of opportunities there to focus our attention on. Gold, if we break lower, we potentially could look at a sell trade below 2604. And just broadly looking to buy crude oil around that $72-$73 level, which is pretty much where we're at now. Keeping options open is going to be quite important in these current conditions, and we'll await US CPI numbers today. So don't be surprised if we get some significant volatility around this event. All right then, guys. So listen, I've just posted that into the chat box there for you. In terms of the overall narrative, you see, this is the complexity of it all, because we kind of have a risk on market dynamic due to lower rates, and probably more so we can point to now tech rally beginning to kick in again with corporate earnings due out in the next couple of weeks. So that may come to the fore, but the problem is, if you switch to the other side, we've got a stronger dollar and we've got stronger US bond yields, which, you know, suggests something different. So that's where the caution really comes from right now. So nothing wrong with caution, but we just want to cherry pick and maybe pick one side or the other and not try to trade both. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. Any questions, feel free to post them. But on that note, if you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can join us, of course, every day. For more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com and feel free to connect with us through the website. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you in the room in just about a minute's time. My pleasure, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye for now.